Time Ja Rule has a new album out soon. And Lifehouse!
We are joined in the studio by Lifehouse. Jason Wade, the singer-songwriter. We've got Sergio, the bass player. Sean, the guitarist. Rick, the drummer. They've come all the way from the States, and I believe they're a little hungry.
Starving.
Yeah. Subway sounds great.
Well, on the road, when you're on the road and you're touring so much, you end up eating a lot of crap food, eh?
Have you heard of the Subway diet?
Oh, yeah, no, I love the...
Jared Fogle?
I know all about Jared.
Yeah, do you not know Jared?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rick knows Jared personally.
Plug in.
Hi, Rick.
And I need to go on the Subway diet. I've been eating Burger King at the airport.
You should have seen Rick
fat.
2 years ago. He was, I mean, he makes Jared look like a stinking
bastard. I'm not kidding. I got the sideburns and everything. I was really blown up like a balloon.
And he used to have a Scottish accent, but he just lost it all together.
Get in my belly!
Yeah. The Subway diet.
So as far as fast foods go, Subway would be the one for you, or is it BK?
You know what? Actually, I make fabulous Chinese chicken salad minus the chicken that I mean, I don't want to brag, but I think it's pretty good.
Jason likes to chew on a bunch of bushes and trees.
Yeah.
We like to eat things called fat.
Now, okay, the demand, obviously, after the song Hanging By A Moment, what's that been like since then, the demand on you guys? You're constantly touring?
Yeah, we're pretty much touring nonstop for the next year and a half.
And so how do you guys feel about that?
I love it. I mean, getting to go to New Zealand, Australia, Japan, these are three places we've never been before. So, I mean, this is it's been an exciting trip so far.
Japan, is that? Do you use subtitles on the stage or what? Like,
no, we actually sing in Japanese.
Really?
Yeah, sing that song.
Banzai kimi ni aedeo gata kono mama zuto zuto shinu manu happy.
And we're gonna—that's the only Japanese song that we know. We're gonna bust it out.
We're working on my vibrato. It's getting good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good now.
I know. She's been studying under Jeff Buckley.
So do you have any idea what that means? What you just said?
It means hanging by a moment, hanging by a moment, hanging by a moment. I love you too.
The Japanese exclusive version.
But you guys will be touring the new record, the second album, which is like you know, a lot of bands find the second album difficult, but you guys seem to have just as much passion and stuff. You seem to be loving it.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. I don't know if anyone else loves it. We really
We're
think
in
it's great.
Bubble. We like it.
We think it's really great. And my mom, I mean, she loves it. She thinks it's the best. So I mean, that's all you can ask for. I mean, if mom likes it, and if Rick's mom likes it.
I think my mom likes it.
She works for Billboard, too, so she's cheating up the chart.
Mama, sell that record.
She's like, up five.
And our aunt works for R&R.
Yeah.
Dude, that's all a lie. Wait, no, it's not. My grandpa owns Sony and DreamWorks.
And my grandpa owns K-Rock in LA, but he ain't doing crap for us.
It's Lifehouse. All right, we're back next. Right, Lifehouse in the studio. We're talking about the new album.
Yeah, and I could be wrong, but it seems to me that on the new album, you've been listening to a bit more British music, you know?
Yeah, Coldplay, I love. Radiohead, I love.
Travis.
Rick's obsessed with Radiohead. He was just talking about it on the plane, how he thinks.
He loves how everybody tries to sound like him, too.
Yeah, totally. Do you know who Elliot Smith is?
Yeah.
He's one of my favorites
yeah,
all time. Yeah, Elliot Smith, Jeff Buckley, I'm a huge fan of. This guy is
if
all about
get deep
Led
on music, let's talk about Tenacious D. I got a couple things.
Let's
I love Tenacious D.
let's talk about Tribute. What a song.
Dave Grohl, baby.
Now you've got the earrings with the, you know, the big hole. What are they? They're lobe stretchy things.
So
what do you call them?
Lobe stretchy
things. They're lobe stretchy things? Is that a technical term?
Uh-huh.
I think it is. Lobe stretchy earlobe earring things. Does that hurt? Because, come on, I mean, they look pretty big holes.
Actually, it feels really good.
Yeah.
I saw a guy the other day that, seriously, I mean, they were hanging down by his beppy. He was like, both ears were like stretched down to the lower regions. And I was like, that has gotta hurt. I mean, you're gonna trip over those things, man. And he just was walking around. They were swinging back and forth like an elephant. It was amazing. I'm like, that must have taken a long time to figure that out.
Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble
exactly.
To and fro? Can you tell them? No.
They made his look like wussy earrings. So.
Dude, tears.
I know.
It's a little sad, this party here. It's a little sad.
You're crying. Is it because Jason said pepe?
When anyone says pepe? I started laughing. I don't know why.
You were crying. He's got the tears. That's a good sign.
Calls the people a baby.
I met this gringo. He had a big baby.
A baby.
I think we should play their new song, definitely. Boys, we're going to play...
The Edge.
The Edge.
Spin. It's The Edge, Fletch and Alex, Lifehouse, and the new song, Spin, in the studio. Now, it's Sean and Rick. Now, you guys are brothers, right?
Yeah.
Now, how do you guys...
We're all brothers.
How do you guys find touring together, you know? I mean, it's one thing, you know, having a brother, but, you know, touring, living 24-7, how do you guys fight? Because...
I bet you've seen his peppy.
Actually, I don't think I've ever seen my brother's peppy.
Me neither.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Let's have a moment.
Drop him.
I'm up for it.
Let's drop trow.
Everyone show your members at once.
All right, okay. Alex first.
Mine's a quivering member.
Yeah, I'll go first. Sweet ass. You must have seen his
Jason's
baby when it was little.
Jason's member has sprouted.
Alex, put it away.
Sorry, mate.
Oh, I feel like I'm babysitting, but I'm not getting paid. These are my little kitties.
He's throwing a lead singer tantrum. Look at that. Hey, look. I feel
little
like a babysitter.
I'm just kidding. That's actually a line from Goonies. Remember the girl with the glasses?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Oh, shit, what?
Exactly. After Chunk, like, spilled the water, she goes, I feel like I'm babysitting, but I'm not getting paid.
I love the Goonies. I thought that was
It's a movie to definitely live by for every occasion. For...
Whatever happened to the Goonies, though? Whatever happened to half those anchors?
I know what happened.
Really?
Chunk moved on to becoming like a college scholar. Like, right. He's a smart
really?
Guy.
Wow.
He works for like Yale or
is
whatever
he still
it's called.
Yale.
No, Hale. He still is. He's like a computer genius.
I went to Yale. I went to Hale. I studied Pepe.
I'm losing my mind.
I'm not getting paid.
I heard that they were actually going to turn Goonies into a Broadway musical.
Are you serious?
Absolutely serious. A little rumor on the internet.
The second coming of Chunk.
Yeah.
I wonder who's going to play...
Mikey?
No.
Sloth?
Sloth.
I don't know.
But do you know that we met that guy, Sean Austin, Mikey, grown up?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
He's in the Lord of the Rings. Man.
Yeah, we have
his
phone number. He was Sam?
Yeah, he's Sam. Lord of the Rings.
Sam Gamgee.
I'm a Lord of the Rings geek, so you can ask me anything.
He's the only Goonie that actually like went on to become a male star.
Model.
I'm sure the female stars went to star somewhere else.
He's a male star.
Freaky. That sounds dirty.
What do you do? I'm a male star.
That's what we put on our occupation for the immigration. I'm a male star.
We wear little golden stars on our boobs.
Wait, you used to have your nipples pierced, right?
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
One of my ex-girlfriends ripped one of them out.
Oh, that's terrible.
And so what?
Lying.
And so do you like have a deformed nipple now?
Wait, like, deformed, like when you're fighting?
He has like double tips. Double tips of the nipples.
Dude, that's BS. Oh. I don't have a double tip.
Yeah. Speaking of double that, me and Serge, remember Diff's friend? The guy with the older brother, he has a growth, a boob. He's got male pecs and a little growth.
Wait, what a third nipple?
It's not a third nipple, it's a growth.
Boob.
It's a boob. Like, he has a growth boob and he never got it taken care of. I'm serious.
Try boobs.
Yeah, try boob.
Wow.
It was I don't want to say it was amazing, but it was pretty interesting.
Come on, it turns you on. Come on.
Crap. Sorry. He had a good personality, though.
You know, it's like when somebody's got something on the side of the face, though, you know, how do you actually say it to them? Hey, man, is that a third boob?
Exactly. Exactly.
How do you bring that up with a friend?
Guys from Austin Powers, the mole.
Yeah.
Fred Savage. Did you see Austin Powers 3?
Nice to mole you.
Yeah, exactly. mole.
The Edge.
It's The Edge, Fletch and Alex, Lifehouse, hanging by a moment. Now, Jason Wade, the lead singer. Jason, is it true you've done some kind of, like, martial arts and stuff?
Why, whooped up?
Please, if you will, can you smash Alex with some kind of move? Just take your headphones off, Alex. Go around here. No, I'm just a nice little...
move, like a little kung fu.
I've lost my mojo.
No, I'm seriously warning you though, Jason. If you attack me, I'm likely to kill you. I'm a lethal weapon. I'm trained. I could do it without not even knowing it.
I'm not touching this guy. Put the headphones back. Put the headphones back on. Negatory, good buddy.
Jason, just a little jab.
I'm a man of the eyes, like John Lennon before.
You can't hit anyone with an accent like that, dude. He's like Van Damme. He'll get back at you.
Yeah, exactly.
People are scared of me, Fletch. I'm tough.
This is a proud moment. People are scared of Alex. Look how skinny and white this guy is. Come on.
Yeah, that's what we thought about John Bon Jovi before he laid some smack down on Lil. We're like, he looks harmless. It's my life.
Oh, Rick's crying again.
No, it's because I love Johnny. I love him. He doesn't like me, but I like him.
Ever since the incident.
With the nipple ring.
Exactly.
It was John that ripped out my nipple
ring. It wasn't your girlfriend.
It's because you showed him your pippy.
You know that John has a ring through his pippy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, try ripping that one out.
Wow.
Cheers, boys. Wicked. I think you have to go.
Okay.
Subway.
I seriously do. You know, there are people saying you have to go and eat now. They're looking after you.
Hey, well, thanks for the... This was the best interview today. It really made my day.
Oh, cool.
Mine too. I like you guys.
Thanks. You guys are awesome. You can
great.
Interview
thanks
us
for sharing.
Anytime.
Thanks for so much.
Well, come back someday, eh?
Come back and talk about your pepe. Anytime.
All right.
He's great fun. Lifehouse. A good boy's nice pepe.